प्रेणा स्पृहां देहेनु ये च तम् अन्तकाले तु पुरुष आगते गतसाध्वसः छिन्द्यादसङ्गशस्त्रेण स्पृहां देहेनु ये च तम् अन्तकाले तु पुरुष आगते गतसाध्वसः छिन्द्यादसङ्गशस्त्रेण स्पृहां देहेनु ये च तम् अंतकाले एट द लास्ट स्टेज ऑफ लाइफ तू बट पुरुषः अ पर्सन आगते हैविंग अराइव्ड गत साध्वसः विदाउट एनी फियर ऑफ डेथ छिंद्यात मस्ट कट ऑफ असंग नॉन अटैचमेंट शस्त्रेण by the weapon of spriham all desires dehe in the matter of material tabernacle anu pertaining ye all that cha also tam them translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai translation At the last stage of one's life, one should be bold enough not to be afraid of death. But one must cut off all attachment to the material body and everything pertaining to it and all desires thereof. Purport. Foolishness of gross materialism is that people think of making a permanent settlement in this world. Although it is a settled fact that one has to give up everything here that has been created by valuable human energy. Great statesmen, scientists, philosophers, etc., who are foolish, without any information of the spirit soul, think that this life of a few hours only is all in all, and there is nothing more after death. This poor fund of knowledge, even in the so-called learned circles of the world, is killing the vitality of human energy, and the awful result is being keenly felt. And yet, the foolish materialistic men do not care about what is going to happen in the next life. The preliminary instruction in the Bhagavad Gita is that one should know that the identity of individual living entity is not lost even after the end of this present body, which is nothing but an outward dress only. As one changes an old garment, so the individual living being also changes his body, and his change of body is called death. Death is therefore a process of changing the body at the end of the duration of the present life. An intelligent person must be prepared for this and must try to have the best type of body in the next life. The best type of body is a spiritual body, which is obtained by those who go back to the kingdom of God or enter the realm of Brahman. In the second chapter of this canto, this matter will be broadly discussed. But as far as the change of the body is concerned, one must prepare now for the next life. Foolish people attach more importance to the present temporary life, and thus the foolish leaders make appeals to the body and the bodily relations. The bodily relations extend not only to this body, but also to the family members, wife, children, society, country, and so on, many other things, which end at the end of the life. After death, one forgets everything about the present bodily relations. We have little experience of this at night when we go to sleep. While sleeping, We forget everything about this body and bodily relations. Although this forgetfulness is a temporary situation for only a few hours. Death is nothing but sleeping for a few months in order to develop another term of bodily engagement, which we are awarded by the law of nature according to our aspiration. Therefore, one has only to change the aspiration during the course of this present body. And for this, there is need of training in the current duration of life. This training can be begun at any stage of life or even a few seconds before death. But the usual procedure is for one to get the training from very early life, from the stage of Brahmacharya, and gradually progress to the Grihastha, Vanprastha and Sannyas orders of life. The institution which gives such a training is called Varnashram Dharma or system of Sanatan Dharma, the best procedure for making the human life perfect. One is therefore required to give up the attachment to family and social or political life just at this age of 50 years, if not earlier. And the training in the Vanprastha and Sannyas ashramas is given for the preparation of the next life. Foolish materialists, in the garb of leaders of people in general, stick to family affairs without attempting to cut off relations with them, and thus they become victims to nature's law and get gross bodies again, according to their work. Such foolish leaders may have some respect from the people at the end of life, but that does not mean that such leaders will be immune to the natural laws, which under which everyone is tightly bound by hands and feet. The best thing is, therefore, that everyone voluntarily give up family relations by transferring the attachment from family, society, country and everything thereof to the devotional service of the Lord. It is stated therein that one should give up all desires of family attachments. One must have a chance for better desires. Otherwise, there is no chance of giving up such morbid desires. Desire is the concomitant factor of the living entity. The living entity is eternal, and therefore its desires, which are natural for a living being, are also eternal. One cannot therefore stop desiring, but the subject matter for desires can be changed. So, one must develop the desires for returning home back to Godhead. And automatically the desires for material gain, material honor and material popularity will diminish in proportion to the development of devotional service. A living being is meant for service activities and his desires are centered around such a service attitude. Beginning from the top executive head of the state down to the insignificant pauper in the street, all are rendering some sort of service to others. The perfection of such a service attitude is only attained simply by transferring the desire of service from matter to spirit or from Satan to God. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharini నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణి జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone to our morning Srimad Bhagavatam class, seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my purification. So this is a very, very important section where Shukdev Goswami has started answering the questions of Parikshit Maharaj. In the end of the first canto, Parikshit Maharaj asked two questions. What is the duty of everyone? And what is the duty of a person who is about to die? And what one should think, remember and chant, and what one should not chant, not remember and not think. And in response to this, Shukdev Goswami describes the purpose of the life is to render devotional service. That's what one should remember. One should remember the Supreme Lord Ante Narayan Smriti. And now in this section, Shukdev Goswami starts describing about a yogi who has practiced his life, who wants to attain perfection. So this spiritual person or a spiritualist, as Shukdev Goswami describes, he should not be fearful at the time of death. So this is a very, very important and very, very wonderful section where very nice purport. Prabhupada writes a huge elaborate purport describing so many aspects of Krishna consciousness. And he starts by describing how one should not be fearful of death. That's what he writes in the translation, also gives that. So the emotion which rules this world is fear. Everything is in this world is actually working because of fear of something. All the industries, most of the industries, they are working because of fear. The agriculture industry is working because of fear of hunger. Medicine industry is working because of the fear of disease. Cosmetic industry is working because of fear of old age. So basically everything in this world is working because of fear. Of course, a healthy fear is required to function in this world. But when these situations, when the fear goes out of control, then it leads to anxieties and depressions. So Chaitanya Charan Prabhu says that fear, the acronym F-E-A-R, it has two meanings. You know, forget everything and run, and face everything and rise. These are the two things which we can do. And most of the times, we find ourselves trapped in the first meaning. You know, forget everything and run. When we are faced with dangers, we can't do anything. We have to just run from that place. That's what we think of. And everything in this world is actually working under fear. King Bhartrihari writes in his, you know, Niti Shatakam, there are 10 things which people are fearful of in this world. Bhogi roga bhayam kule chuti bhayam vitte nipalat bhayam mane dainya bhayam bale ripu bhayam rupe jaraya bhayam శాస్త్రే వాది భయం గుణే ఖల భయం కాయే కృతాంతాద్ భయం సర్వం వస్తు భయాన్వితం భువి నృణాం వైరాగ్యమేవ భయం. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ హి సేస్ దట్ ఎ పర్సన్ హూ వాంట్స్ టు ఎంజాయ్ ద బాడీ ఈజ్ ఫియర్ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ డిజీజ్. భోగీ రోగ భయం కులే చ్యుతి భయం, ఎ పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ హై బర్త్, హూ హ్యాస్ హై బర్త్, ఈజ్ ఫియర్ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ గెటింగ్ ఆస్ట్రసైజ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఫ్యామిలీ. భోగీ రోగ భయం కులే చ్యుతి భయం విత్తే నిపాలాత్ భయం. అండ్ ద పర్సన్ ఇస్ రిచ్ ఇస్ ఫియర్ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్ బికాస్ హీ విల్ టేక్ ట్యాక్స్. మానే దైన్య భయం, అ పర్సన్ హూ హ్యాస్ గాట్ సో మచ్ ఆఫ్ రెస్పెక్ట్, హీస్ ఫియర్ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్సల్ట్. బలే రిపు భయం, అ పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ strong, he is fearful of more stronger person. Rupe jaraya bhayam. A person who is beautiful is fearful of old age. Shastre vadi bhayam. A person who has knowledge, he is fearful of a more knowledgeable person. Gune khal bhayam. A person who has good qualities is fearful of a person who has bad qualities. And so in this way, everyone is fearful of something. But then he says, what is the secret of fearlessness? He says, vairagyam eva abhayam. There is only one thing which can give fearlessness. When we are detached from this possessive mentality. So, when we are trying to get anything in this world, three emotions arise. Before getting, we hanker, I want it. And then after getting, we are fearful, oh, we'll lose it. And after we lose it, lamentation. So these three emotions, they are always there in all stages of our life. Hankering, fear, and lamentation. And that's the struggle for existence in all the species of life. Jantu vaibhav etasvin yam yam yonim manubrajet tasyam tasyam salabhate nirvriti na virajyate. In every species of life, everyone is endeavoring for getting sense gratification, trying to get something. Every species is doing like that. And sometimes they get, sometimes they don't. So therefore, scriptures, they say that just like a street dog, sometimes go from one home to another, some place he is given something to eat, some place he is beaten. Similarly, living entities in this world, sometimes they go to higher species of life and they get such wonderful sense gratification. Sometimes they go to lower species of life and they get chastised, they get thoroughly beaten. So the cause of fear, Bhagavatam describes, is when we start identifying with anything separately from Krishna. When we start thinking, this is mine and this is not mine. That creates fear. Bhayam dvitiya abhiniveshatah syat ishadapetasya viparyaya asmriti. When we forget that everything in this world is owned by the Lord. Ishavasyam idam sarvam. Everything is owned by the Lord and we have been given our quota. And we think that this is mine. But this is not ours. Anything which is there with us, it is under our care. Given by the Lord. All our skills, all our capacities, capabilities, all our wealth, all our prestige, all our, you know, position, it is given by the Lord so that we can serve the Lord better. But if we start utilizing those things for our own sense gratification, then we start getting fearful. And Bhagavatam very wonderfully describes, when we start understanding this process of Krishna consciousness and start taking to this process seriously, understanding that ekala ishvara krishna arasab bhritya ye taiche na chaye se taiche kare nritya. So when we start understanding that okay, everything belongs to Krishna and I am just supposed to serve the Lord. Yasyam vaishruyamanayam krishne paramapuruṣe bhaktir utpadyate pumsam shoka, moha, bhayapaha. So these three emotions which arise in any condition of our life, they can be destroyed. They will not arise when we take shelter of this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. Yasyam vai shruyamanayam. And this spiritual life begins with what? Hearing about the glories of the Lord. That's how it begins. So therefore, a devotee is never fearful. There was one disciple of Prabhupada, Kunti Mataji. Very simple lady. She was not known as a big book distributor or a big manager or a leader or a speaker. She led her life very simply, serving devotees, staying in New Vrindavan in most austere conditions, in cold. She would ask devotees, can I wash your clothes? So she would serve them very humbly, menially. And in this way, she led her whole life. In the last few years of her life, she was diagnosed with cancer. And it was very painful. And nobody would be happy in that situation. You know, we get some cough, cold and fever, and then we start thinking, you know, why all these wrong things are happening to me only, you know. And we can't do anything. But this devotee, she was blissful. She was happily grateful to Krishna. And seeing her, you know, many devotees would come to give her solace. And after talking to her, they would become more confident of the process of Krishna consciousness. And that's how many, many people, they became devotees. And then newspaper reporters, they came to know that there is a lady who is suffering from cancer and she is so happy. So that is the process of Krishna consciousness. You know. When Krishna is with a devotee, then there is no fear. Even amidst of all the odds. In the 10th canto, the story comes when Kamsa came to know that, you know, Vishnu is about to take birth. He started torturing the Yadus, and then he had already put Devaki and Vasudeva in prison. And then ultimately, Ananta entered the womb of Devaki, and Shukdev Goswami uses a very wonderful verse. He says, Bhagavan api vishvatma bhaktanam abhayankarah avivesamsh bhagena manaanakadundubehe. So he says, bhaktanam abhayankarah, that Lord who gives fearlessness to devotees, that Lord entered the mind of Vasudev. And then from the mind of Vasudev to the mind of Devaki. So when one is in touch with the Lord, one really becomes fearless. Lord gives fearlessness. Bhaktanam abhayankarah. Lord gives fearlessness. So Sureshwar Prabhu recalls that one time there was one devotee, Janava Mataji. So her brother came and he was, you know, in a bit challenging mood. He asked Prabhupada, so what is this love of God you are feeling? So Prabhupada, he would answer the mood of the question many times. Because he was a little challenging mood. So he said, oh, what is this love of God I am feeling? It is that I am not afraid of anything. So that is the result of getting love of God, getting connected to Krishna. Abhayam. Abhayam sarvada tasmai dadami etad vratam. Because Lord has taken a vow. I will give fearlessness to my devotee. I will protect my devotee. That's why Yamraj tells the Yamdutas in the 6th canto, never ever go near devotees, they are very dangerous for you. This time you came back because next time you may be beaten by Vishnu Dutas. Because these devotees, they are always surrounded by Lord Vishnu and he has Gada in his hand. And he is protecting the devotees. Te deva siddha parigita pavitra gatha ye sadhavo samadrisho bhagavat prapanna. Hare gadaya bhigupta tesham vayam nachavaya prabhavamadande. These devotees, they are glorified by devatas, siddhas. And these are great sadhus, equipoised, equal vision. Bhagavat prapanna, they are surrendered to the Lord. And anyone who is surrendered to the Lord, what is the result? Lord personally comes and protects that devotee with gada in his hand. So then, ultimately, Krishna entered the womb of Devaki and Kamsa realized, okay, now Krishna has entered. Lord Vishnu must have entered the womb of Devaki. That's why she is so effulgent. Because he had never seen Devaki so effulgent. And Shukdev Goswami says that he became Krishna conscious. Kamsa became Krishna conscious. Completely Krishna conscious. Asina samvisham stishtan bhunjanam paryatan mahim chintayano rishikesham apashyat tanmayam jagat. While he was eating, while he was moving around, while he was sleeping, he was always seeing Krishna. But he was not favorable in his practice. And then of course, you know, when Krishna entered, then all the devatas, they offered prayers. And one of the prayers these devatas offered is, they say, O my Lord, The impersonalists, they fall down. And the devotees may also fall down from their practice of Krishna consciousness. But they don't fall down like Mayavadis or impersonalists. Tathanate madhavatava kakvachit bhrashyanti marga tvaibaddha saurida. Tvaya bhigupta vicharena nirbhaya vinayikani kapamurdha suprabhu. O my Lord, tathanate madhava tavaka, O my Lord, your devotees, they don't fall down like others. Bhrashyanti marga, they may fall down from their path, but because they are attached to your lotus feet, tvai baddha saurida, so therefore they are nirbhaya. They become fearless. They very soon come back to the right path. So, you know, if a person is very wealthy and he wants to protect his wealth, so he appoints many guards or some security. And if the security is strong enough and capable enough, then he can peacefully go to sleep. He can take rest. He can be relaxed. So in our path of Krishna consciousness, if we want to be fearless, we have to understand the power of devotional service. How bhakti is so very powerful. The strongest security which we can have, you know, is the process of Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada in Nectar of Instruction writes in detail in the section of confidence, Nishchayat. Prabhupada writes 6 things which a devotee should contemplate on to be fearless in the path of Krishna consciousness. First he says is, devotional service is perfect. It awards the highest perfection to any living entity. And that is the faith and confidence a devotee should have. Krishne bhakti kaile sarva karma krit hoy. We know the story when Prabhupada went to America and one Indian gentleman met him. It is in the beginning days. He had not even started his movement. So this Indian gentleman, he said, oh, you are preaching here. And Prabhupada said, yes, I have disciples. I have temples all over the world. There is a famous singer who has chanting Hare Krishna on a record that is worldwide. Our magazines are selling thousands all over the world and none of this had happened yet. And Prabhupada said, it is just a matter of time. So that was a confidence Prabhupada had. Kuch bhi nahi hua isme se, you know, none of this has happened. Prabhupada had the vision. Amazingly, he says, you know, there is a famous singer who has chanting Hare Krishna on a record. So that's how Prabhupada could really see the future, what is happening, what is going to happen. So that is the perfection a devotee gets. Second thing Prabhupada writes is, bhakti awards all protection. Avashya rakshime Krishna iti vishwasa palan. So there was one devotee, Ananga Manjari Mataji, she recalls that one time there was a devotee, Kartikeya Prabhu, and his mother, she was on deathbed. She was not practicing devotee and many times she would challenge that, is Krishna there? Is your God, you know, there? And somehow she was on her deathbed and that time also she challenged her son. Where is Krishna? He is here now. Where is your Krishna? And in that way she died. You know, speaking like this, where is your Krishna? And when this was told to Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, oh, this is stated in Bhagavad Gita, she went to Krishna. So that is the, you know, reality which Prabhupada is telling us. That anyway, if one connects himself or herself to Krishna, ante Narayana Smriti, so they'll go back to Godhead. That creates, you know, confidence. All the Brajavasis, whenever they would go in danger, any dangerous situation they would go through, they would always remember one verse, one statement which Garg Muni had told them. When Garg Muni came to give names to Krishna and Balram, that time he told, Eshava Shreya Adhasyad Gopa Gokulanandanaha Anena Sarva Durgani Yuya Manjastarishyata. This son of yours will help you cross all the obstacles of life. In any situation, He'll help you. So even if Krishna is a small boy, all the Brajvasis, all the Gopas, they go to him only. And the famous story of Aghasur Leela, in that, it is wonderful how all the Gopas, they are there with Krishna in the forest and they see this huge snake. And they think maybe it is some decoration somebody has put so that we can play. Some, you know, park, amusement park created by somebody for us to play. But then they, you know, they are observing, what is this creature? Asman kimatra grasita nivashtan ayam tatha ched bhakavad vinangshati shanadaneneti bakari shanmukham vikshyodhasanta karataranayayu. So now what is going on here? You know, they are observing. Asman kimatra, what is this? Has this creature come to swallow us? Grasita nivashtan? But whoever he may be, even if he does so, shanad aneneti, ayam tatha ched bakava, just like Bakasur was killed, this person will also be destroyed very quickly if he does so. That's the faith these Gopas had in Krishna. And what they do? Shanad aneni, look at the beautiful face of Krishna. He's standing nearby. Not nearby, a little far he's standing. They look at the beautiful face of Krishna and they are happy. And the word used is Bakari. He's enemy of Bakasur. So seeing the beautiful face of Krishna, clapping their hands and laughing loudly, they enter the mouth of Agasur. Because they have faith, Krishna will protect us. And then Prabhupada writes there, they had full faith in Krishna. Because they had experienced that they were saved from Bakasur earlier. So in our life, we have to contemplate, we have to think of where all Krishna has protected us. And that gives us confidence. That gives us satisfaction. You know, Chaitanya Charanbhu says, we become dissatisfied not when we see what, when we don't see what we have, when we see, a person becomes dissatisfied, not when he see what he doesn't have, but when he doesn't see what he has. So that is a very important thing, you know. When we don't see what we have, that gives us dissatisfaction. We have such a wonderful process of Krishna consciousness, and we have seen many devotees being saved, protected. But the nature of mind is, mind will always look for the negative side of everything. So just see the faith of these Gopas. And the other side, what is Krishna going through? Tanviksa Krishna sakala bhaya pradohi ananyanatha swakarada vachyutan dinam shamrityo jatharagni ghasan ghrinardito dishtakritena vismitah. So now, on the other side, Krishna is getting anxious. These people are entering. Are pucho to sahi, you know. You should have asked me first before entering. Tan viksha Krishna. Krishna is sakala abhaya prada. He gives fearlessness to people. And seeing these cowherd boys entering the mouth of Agasur, it was as if they went out of his hands. Swakara davachutan. Sudishta kritena vismita. Shukdev Goswami says, Krishna became little surprised. How can Krishna be surprised by anything of this world? But that's how the desire to protect devotees creates such anxiety in the mind of Krishna. So that is the confidence which we should have, that okay, Krishna is more concerned about the well-being of a devotee. How he'll do it, that nobody knows. But for sure, Krishna will protect a devotee in all circumstances. And then another pastime. You know, so many pastimes Krishna is showing. When in Govardhan Leela, when Indra is showering torrents of rains, and all the Brajvasis again, they remember? Eshavaishraya Dasyat Gopu Gokula Nandana Nena Sarva Durgani Yuya Manjas Tarishyata. They go to Krishna and say, Krishna, you only told to worship Govardhana, just see what is happening. They didn't chastise Krishna. You know, because of you this is happening. they take shelter of Krishna. And then there also Shukdev Goswami is telling what was the thought of Krishna. As he is seeing his cowherd men, cows and all the Brajvasi suffering, taking his shelter. Tasman masharanam goshtam mannatham matparigraham gopaye swatma yogena soyam me vrata ahita. So he says, these are my people. They have taken my shelter. Masharanam, mat goshtam, my family. Mannatham, they have considered me as their master. Matparigraham, so therefore, with my energy I will protect them. Why? Vratahita, I have taken a vow to protect my devotees. Vratli, you know, that is the vrat Krishna has taken. So, what is the need to be fearful? We become fearful because we don't remember how Krishna is so very anxious to protect his devotees. So, that's what we have to remember always in all circumstances. That Krishna is there. And that is actually a lakshan of a Madhyam Adhikari. He always thinks like this. Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Iti Vishwas Palan. That is how a Madhyam Adhikari works in this world. He tries to be fearless in all circumstances. Prabhupada writes, the third thing which devotional service gives is profit. First is perfection. Second thing is devotional service gives protection. And the third thing he says, profit. And there Prabhupada writes a beautiful line. Bhakti is so pure and perfect that one is forcibly dragged to success. You know, I remember a cartoon which, you know, was getting circulated. Krishna is dragging a devotee. And this devotee is telling, leave me, it is so very painful. And Krishna said, who started the process? You only started it. Now you cannot tell, chhod do mujhe. You know, forcibly you will have to become perfect. Entering is in your hand, coming out is not in your hand. So that's how the results of bhakti is so very unimaginable. That's what Narad Muni is telling to Uttanapad. This Dhruva, small child, he's in the forest doing tapasya, and then Uttanapad is lamenting, oh my son, you know, I was so cruel. I came under the influence of my wife. I was so attached to my wife. I didn't even give love to my small son. He wanted to just sit on the lap of mine, and I didn't even do anything. And then he's lamenting. So Narad Muni, he consoles him. He says, Mama Shucha Katham Rajan, O King, do not fear. Your child is protected by the Supreme Lord. And then he speaks a very wonderful line. He says, Sudushkaram karam kritva lokapalaira pi prabho aishyatya chirato rajan yasho vipulavam stava. He says, O King, your son has done most difficult work in the entire creation. What he has done? He has pleased the Lord. So that is the power of bhakti. It creates unimaginable results. But people of this world, when they take to Krishna consciousness, they take to spiritual life, so-called pious life, they expect some material results. Harishwari Prabhu, you know, he writes in his diary that in India, people are often eager for blessings, you know, ashirvad. And they rarely have spiritual intent. And Prabhupada would call such sadhus, you know, and there are sadhus who are only giving ashirvad. And Prabhupada would tell, he is Ashirvad Maharaj. He is only giving Ashirvad. That's all. What is Ashirvad? A wave of hand and a nod and like that. Few polite words. No transmission of knowledge. No transformation. No spiritual discussion. So Harishwari Prabhu and his all the devotees, they were very careful not to allow any such person. Because they will unnecessarily, you know, waste time of Prabhupada. But one day, you know, few men were there standing outside the room of Prabhupada. And Harishwari Prabhu just went for 1 minute somewhere. And these people, they entered the room. And they asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, can we come in? So, abhi kya bolenge? So, he said, okay, come. So, he looked at Prabhupada and then they offered their obeisances. And then Prabhupada straightforwardly asked them, so, what can I do for you? So they say, Swamiji, we just wanted your blessings. Prabhupada asked, what type of blessings you want? So nobody asked such question. What type of blessings? Ashirwad na ashirwad dijiye. So then they were confused. So one person said, well, Swamiji, I have a pain in my knee. And all the devotees, they were about to pounce on this person. So, but then he realized, Swamiji, and you should give blessings to my family members also. So Prabhupada indicated three of his disciples. They were sitting, always shaven head, shikha and dhoti kurta. And Prabhupada said, this is my blessings. These boys have given up everything. Are you prepared to accept such blessing? So these devotees, these people, they said, oh Swamiji, we'll come next time, you know. So that's how, you know, Krishna consciousness can give such a wonderful benediction of pleasing the Lord, getting connected to the Lord, and people still, they ask material benedictions. The holy name of the Krishna is so powerful, it can get liberated, it can make one liberated. Prabhupada writes in the purport, even at the time of death, few seconds, few moments before death, this process can be started. Still people, they don't take to it. 12th canto describes, Yanna madheyam riyamana matura patanskhalanva vivasho grinanpuman vimukta karmar galuttamam gatim prapnoti yakshanti natam kalaujana. Yanna madheya, just by chanting the names of the Lord, mriyamanam, a person who is about to die, atura, he is very, very disturbed, fainting, patanskhalan, vivasha. In that situation also, he takes the names of Lord. What happens? Vimukta. He becomes free of what? Karma argal. Argal means chains. He becomes free from the chains of karma. Uttama gati prapnoti. He attains the highest destination. But still, Kali Yuga people are so... Jo bhi aap dal lijiye bich mein, you know. Still, they don't take to it, you know. So, that's how. Natam kalaujana. Still, people of Kali Yuga then don't take to it. Such a wonderful process, which can give fearlessness. Fourth thing, Prabhupada writes is, spiritual practice, Krishna consciousness is all powerful. It can purify us of all our anarthas. We don't have to be fearful of our anarthas. We have to be fearful about forgetting Krishna. Many times we become so concerned about our anarthas. I have so much of our anarthas. My anarthas are big. And when we pray to Krishna, most of our prayers is, oh Krishna, please purify me of my anarthas. And at the end we also say, please give me taste for chanting. It should be other way around. Most of our prayers should be asking for some positive things. Asking for taste in hearing, chanting. And then, of course, you know, we have to ask for purification of our desires also. Material desires. So that's how bhakti is all wonderful, all powerful. And then fifth thing he says is, Krishna consciousness is productive. It creates wonderful qualifications and qualities equal to devatas. And one of the qualities which a devotee develops is, he develops humility. One time, Srila Prabhupada was talking to OBL Kapoor, his godbrother. And before going to America, he was talking to him. And he was... So Prabhupada went to America and then he came back and he met OBL Kapoor. And this time OBL Kapoor asked, so what is the formula for your success? How you became so successful in preaching in the West? None of the other people could do it. So Prabhupada was, you know, about to leave for America. He said, I'll tell you when I come back. What was my secret for success? And then he came back and he said the formula is, Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So that is the most important quality which a devotee develops. To be humble than a blade of grass, that is not so easy. It is easier said than done. It takes a whole lifetime to cultivate this quality of being humble. But by the practice of Krishna consciousness, a devotee gradually and naturally develops it. We don't have to fake it. It comes naturally. And if it is not coming, that means there is some problem in our practice of Krishna consciousness. Naturally, a devotee becomes humble. And then he says the bhakti is pure. It is purifying. And it really purifies one of all the contaminations. And Srila Prabhupada, he has shown by his personal life how one can become fearless. A person, an old man, 70 years old man, alone, with nobody to just help him in America, going on a cargo ship and having two heart attacks. So only a person who has faith in Krishna can do it. As this verse says, Dukkeshu anvidyugnamana sukkeshu vigata spriha vitarag bhayak krodha satadhir munir uchyate. So this vitarag bhayak krodha, Prabhupada himself, he practiced it throughout his life. He has shown it by his personal example. And that is the, you know, that is there in store for everyone. If we practice it, if we apply these principles of Krishna consciousness in our life, then we can also become fearless. And that's what this verse says. One must cut off all attachment to material body and everything pertaining to it and all desires thereof. So that is a wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. And when we, if we continue doing it, for sure we will achieve perfection. That is the faith our devotee should have. And that's why we should remember, keep on hearing, discussing the pastimes of Krishna, pastimes of the devotees of the Lord. Because Bhagavatam is full of Vaishnava Katha. Because Vaishnava Katha gives us hope and gives us fearlessness. That, oh, these devotees, they have gone through so much. And they came out with such wonderful glory. That's why Vaishnava Katha and Krishna Katha, both are powerful. But Vaishnava Katha is more powerful. Shrutasya pumsam shuchira shramasya nanvanjasa suribhiriditvarathaha tattadgunano shravanam mukunda padaravindam ridayeshu yesham. So Maitreya Muni saying that a person who wants to hear from his spiritual master and he does great endeavor to hear what he should hear. Tat tadgunano shravanam mukunda, he should hear about the devotees of the Lord, qualities of the devotees. Why? What is so special about them? Pada ravindam ridayeshu yesham, they have Krishna in their heart. So that is the wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. So with that, I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthasrama Bhagavatam ki jai.